Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 68. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 68. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. A special announcement before we begin our podcast today. I want to let you know about a new ESL podcast that we have started. It's called the TOEFL podcast for Test of English as a Foreign Language. The TOEFL exam is the examination given in the United States to international students and in other countries to test English ability for studying at the university. It is similar to the IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. These are exams for university-bound, that is, people going to the university. And if you are a student or just interested in a little more English, you can listen to the TOEFL podcast. We now have three episodes of the podcast available. This is a weekly 10 to 15 minute podcast, so it's not every day, but it's once a week. We are listed in iTunes if you search under TOEFL, T-O-E-F-L, or go to our website at www.eslpod.com, and you can find more information about it. So a new podcast for those who are interested. The format of that podcast is very similar to this one. We start with a story, a dialogue. We do explanations. We reread the dialogue at native or normal rate or speed, and then we ask a comprehension question at the end, which is something, because the TOEFL is an exam, you're asked questions, and that's why we have that there. Okay, let's get started now with today's podcast, which is about noisy neighbors. Let's go. I live in a quiet neighborhood. At least, that's what I thought until last week. I live in a cul-de-sac in a residential neighborhood in Los Angeles. There is a nice retired couple that lives kitty-corner from me. They have always been very friendly, and we have gotten along very well. About 3 months ago, they decided to renovate their garage and turn it into a guest house. Since they don't have a lot of money, they wanted to rent out the unit to help make ends meet. A new renter moved in about 3 weeks ago. And that's when the trouble began. She was a student at the local university, and she liked to invite her friends over. The trouble was, they kept very late hours, and they liked to play loud music. My neighbors were at their wits' end. They talked to their tenant several times about the noise, but nothing worked. Finally, they asked her to move out. Fortunately, she was on a month-to-month lease, and they didn't have any problems. Now that my neighbors have learned their lesson, their new tenant is a nice widow with two cats. I'm so glad that everything worked out in the end. Today's story had to do with my noisy neighbors. I started by saying that I live in a quiet neighborhood. I live in a cul-de-sac. Cul-de-sac is three words, C-U-L-D-E-S-A-C. It comes from French. It's one of the many loan words or words that we borrow in English from other languages. A cul-de-sac is a street that is a dead end, that doesn't go any farther. It's where a street ends, and there are houses around this little, normally a circle, and it's considered a quiet place usually because there isn't very much traffic. The road ends in the cul-de-sac. So we live in a cul-de-sac in a residential neighborhood. A residential neighborhood just means that's a neighborhood where there are lots of houses and apartments, not a lot of buildings businesses or factories. If it's residential, that means it's usually mostly houses and apartments. It comes from the word resident, which is someone who lives in a place. I am a resident of Los Angeles. I live here. There is a nice retired couple that lives kitty corner from me. A couple is two people. A man and a wife, for example, who live together. The couple lives kitty corner, kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, corner, two words. To live kitty corner or to be kitty corner, imagine you have two streets that cross, okay? The building that is on the southwest corner is kitty corner from the building on the northeast corner. It's diagonal from the house or the building. So this house is kitty corner, meaning it's diagonal, not right next to me, but diagonal across the street. I said that this couple has always been very friendly and that we have gotten along very well. To get along with someone, you probably know, means to be friendly, to be polite, not to have any arguments. This is what we want from all of our neighbors, that they get along. Actually, that they just be quiet. That would be more important to me. The neighbors decided to renovate their garage and turn it into a guest house. To renovate means to make better, to change, particularly a house or a building. We are going to renovate our house means we're going to add something to it, change it, improve it, make it better. A garage, you know, is where you park your car, where you put your car. I said they were going to turn it into. To turn something into means to change it into. In this case, a guest house. All one word, guest house, is, you can guess, a place where you have someone staying who is a guest of yours. Could be a family member, could be someone that you rent the guest house to. I said this couple doesn't have a lot of money, so they wanted to rent out the unit to help make ends meet. To rent out is the same as to rent. Remember, in English, we have lots of verbs where we add a preposition at the end. It doesn't change the meaning often. To rent out mean really the same thing. The unit is when we talk about an apartment or a condominium or a townhouse, anything that where you have a building with different apartments in it, we call each one of those a unit. In an apartment building, you could have a 20-unit apartment building, meaning there are 20 apartments that you can rent. My neighbors wanted to help make ends meet. To make ends meet means that when you have trouble with money, you don't have enough money, you need to be able to pay all of your bills. So this is called making ends meet. Means you can pay for all of your bills, your gas bill, your mortgage, your downloads from the iTunes music store. All of those things are part of making ends meet. The trouble began with my neighbor when a new renter, a renter, R-E-N-T-E-R, a noun for someone who rents, a new renter moved in. She was a student at the local university, and she and her friends liked to keep very late hours. To keep late hours means that you stay up, you don't go to bed until very late. They like to keep late hours and play loud music. And my neighbors were at their wit's end. The expression to be at your wit's end, and wits is spelled W-I-T-S apostrophe, to be at your wit's end means that you don't know what to do. You've tried everything else. You can't think of a solution. You are desperate. The word wits, W-I-T-S, is another word for intelligence, ability. He doesn't have his wits about him. Is another expression with this word, wits. To have your wits about you means to know what you are doing, to have some intelligence. Here, to be at your wit's end, E-N-D, means that you've reached the end, if you will, of your intelligence. You don't know what to do. To be at your wit's end. My neighbors asked their tenant, T-E-N-A-N-T, that's a noun meaning the same as a renter. A tenant is someone who rents a building or apartment, a house. They asked their tenant or renter to move out. To move out, again, notice that verb with the preposition out. To move out means really to move, to leave a place. So we add that word out to give it a little more emphasis. To move out means to move to another place, to leave. The renter or tenant was on a month-to-month lease. A month-to-month lease means, well, first of all, a lease, L-E-A-S-E, a noun, is a contract or an agreement to rent a house, apartment, or some other building, or what we might call a property. To be on a month-to-month lease means that you only are obligated, you only have to stay somewhere for 30 days. Then, if you want to leave, you can leave. A different kind of lease would be a one-year lease, where you are required to be there for 1 year, and if you leave or move out before, you have to pay the difference in rent that you owe to the landlord. And that's the name we call someone who rents something, is a landlord. One word, L-A-N-D-L-O-R-D. Finally, I said that my neighbors had learned their lesson. To learn your lesson is a lesson, of course, is like you have in school. To learn your lesson, though, as an expression, means that I know better now. I won't make that mistake again. I was wrong, and the experience taught me something. My neighbors rented their guest house to a nice widow. A widow is W-I-D-O-W. A widow is a woman whose husband has died, or another expression is passed away. When someone dies, we say perhaps a little bit more politely, they passed away. Well, a widow is someone, a woman, whose husband has passed away. A man whose wife has passed away is called a widower, with an ER at the end. I said at the end that I was so glad everything worked out in the end. For something to work out in the end means that it came to a successful conclusion or resolution, that all the problems were solved. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a native rate of speech. Here we go. I live in a quiet neighborhood. At least that's what I thought until last week. I live in a cul-de-sac in a residential neighborhood in Los Angeles. There's a nice retired couple that lives kitty-corner from me. They have always been very friendly, and we've gotten along very well. About 3 months ago, they decided to renovate their garage and turn it into a guest house. Since they didn't have a lot of money, they wanted to rent out the unit to help make ends meet. A new renter moved in 3 weeks ago, and that's when the trouble began. She was a student at the local university, and she liked to invite her friends over. The trouble was, they kept very late hours, and they liked to play loud music. My neighbors were at their wits' end. They talked to their tenant several times about the noise, but nothing worked. Finally, they asked her to move out. Fortunately, she was on a month-to-month lease, so they didn't have any problems. Now that my neighbors have learned their lesson, their new tenant is a nice widow with two cats. I'm so glad that everything worked out in the end. That brings us to the end of this podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com or email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. We'd love to hear from you. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.